On the WILO Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 vision, we say good morning to Rodney Wan. Hey, Rodney.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing good this morning. We appreciate your phone call this morning.
Sure. Well, that phone line from Bora Bora really sounds clear this morning.
Yeah, it'd be a good place to be. Yeah. I don't know what the COVID rates are there, but sure, they got to be lower at least.
Yeah, we're not going to get into why we said that. We'll talk about it later.
Sure. How are you gentlemen doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
We kind of missed your call on Friday. Thought you might call in.
I got busy. Our clinic gets busy right in the morning sometimes, and then if you miss that window, you guys are off the air. So I appreciate the opportunity, but we had some computer issues on Friday.
I think we've all had those.
Yeah, I just wanted to get caught up with you gentlemen and of course answer any questions that you might have as well as, you know, explore the idea that, you know, our numbers still continue to rise even over the weekend.
Yeah, they did. And we set a new state one-day state mark last week, on Saturday, 2880, which I wasn't too happy to see that. But first of all, the big thing is we did go to orange on Friday, didn't we?
Or Wednesday. Wednesday, if we're talking about the governor's color-coded system, we did go to orange, which indicates our numbers were rising, and the number of cases the week prior were rising as well. So that gave us an aggregate number that put us into the orange group, and that's not good. We spoke with some entities here in the county, including the schools, last week, discussing issues that would be surrounding this orange rating and the higher community spread. We're not seeing it so much in the schools, but we're trying to help the schools keep it out of there if we can. So, yeah, we are in that orange, which has an impact on schools' activities. So,
what does it mean, though? What does, you know, just because we go from blue or yellow to orange, what in the world does it mean? Because John Q. Public does not understand it. I don't think too many people do, period.
Well, what they did, I think, and real quick, the governor created this color-coded system to help schools with understanding the positivity rates in their community and the spread rate, and that was to help them with determining whether they want to stay in face-to-face classes or whether they want to alter that to a hybrid, or in the case of, you know, if any county goes to a red state, what activities they needed to immediately consider suspending. So really what it is for the schools, it's an easier way for them to take a look at what the positivity rate is in their community and try to make decisions based off of that. For the public, the ratings of positivity going up are still the same for us. It just means, you know, we're going into a higher range than what we were before. We're trying to poke back into double-digit positivity rates again, and that definitely wouldn't be good for the county. So,
I mean, you know, how's the best way to interpret what the heck the numbers are telling us? Because, you know, everybody's got a different, you know, description of what's going on. So really, what is going on?
Well, and in the case of what Dr. Tharp and I and Dana are seeing right now is that there's a bit of medium to high community spread going on. So when you first hear that, you're thinking, okay, well, is it attributed to a certain group or a certain activity? And for the most part, we have not been able to trace that back to any particular group or events. It's more, unfortunately, what we would want to call the COVID fatigue, where the public is going out and they're intermingling more than they were before. They're in small groups. They're going out into family gatherings and maybe some other social event where social distancing isn't being observed, and quite possibly masks not being worn, and we see that that's what's fueling the current situation, that it's more a community-wide situation. Now, we did see last week the professor there from, I think it was Northwestern, identified that, you know, the zip code 46041 was a hot spot in our county right now because obviously our population density is higher there, and we are seeing a lot of cases in Frankfort per se, so.
But doesn't it seem like, though, that we, you know, when we have a weekend or we have a fall break, I guess is the way I want to say this, you know, you expect numbers to be, when they come back, I expect numbers to be up a little bit, but then they kind of calm down. And it seems like right now numbers are not calming down. Is that a correct assumption on my part or not?
That's exactly a correct assumption. And as you say, you know, Mondays are our busiest day at the clinic typically anyway, because as you say, of weekend activities, I believe. But what we've seen over the past, as I said, I think we've gone almost 30 days or a little more than without having a zero new case count. So we've just been piling one day after another, and many of those days are double-digit days. A few of them are a higher peak situations for us. We had, I think it was 20-some just Saturday maybe. So we're not seeing a break in it. We're not seeing a let-up. Which worries public health officials like myself in the thinking that perhaps folks who have been identified as positives are not isolating and staying home like they're supposed to, or they're not getting tested soon enough to find out that they're positive. So all of that leads to the spread that we're seeing right now, which is more community-wide rather than you and I just went to a big bowling event, and out of that, 500 people ended up being positive. You know, that's not what we're seeing currently in the community of any of these event types. Now, that doesn't mean that won't change. We've had several events over the last two weekends, and now we're going to have to see within the next week to 2 weeks whether that continues to fuel our recent rise right now.
I guess, how do you get it across to people that you need to do what you're supposed to do? But then also, you know, and a couple of fact is that the survival rates are so high.
Sure.
People just say, well, it's just like catching a cold or catching the flu. So what is the danger? What is the real danger out there if we get this?
Well, of course, the real dangers are twofold. One, that your particular immune system won't react the same as others has, and therefore you might not have the same situation as far as the illness that you experienced. The other one would be, we're still not really sure what the long-term effects of having COVID are. There's always the idea, as you say, in some of these illnesses, like, you know, I want to go ahead and get myself exposed and get it over with. But this is one of those where we really just do not know what the long-term effects of that are, if indeed you do get COVID. And with the idea that there could still be a second wave, and possibly a reinfection, that might rise your chances of having an even worse illness later on if you were to get it again. So those are the things as public health are most concerned about right now.
And I think that's the most frustrating part, what you just said for John Q. Public, who says,
sure.
Yeah, what are you saying?
Yeah, Rodney, because you don't know what the antibodies, you know, if you nope. even have antibodies, if they help.
Well, right now they're only saying, you know, past 90 days, after which we're not really sure, and there have been some evidence of reinfection. So
right.
What
right.
I say, though, like you mentioned, is this, for the community, to try to break it down for the John Q. Public. If you want to see, you know, ball games and sports events in the community and the school continue, then wear a mask. If you want to see a return to some normality with parades maybe in the coming holidays and the ability to at least get back and get out and do a little socializing, then wear a mask right now, because those are the things that are going to make a difference in pushing those numbers back down. If you want to see your kids continue to go to school and not have to go back to e-learning, then wear a mask, because that's the critical point right now.
Okay.
We're getting closer to a vaccine, but we're still months away. And that is, you know, one of those situations where, until then, we need to do everything we can to keep our community safe, and then therefore keep everything functioning as normally as possible.
But we're also, what you're also saying, though, and you're not saying it publicly, but I think this is also what you're saying, is the fact that you don't know if the vaccine's it might start out great, but you don't know if it's going to continue to go, or is it going to fail fast.
Sure.
You don't
sure.
know. You don't know.
We don't know how long it will last. We don't know how quickly they can ramp up enough to get it to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there are too many variables.
That's right.
To say, okay, before Thanksgiving or so here, we can all just not worry about it anymore.
Right, and that's where the whole problem is for everybody.
Sure. And we're looking at folks now going to have to go indoors, and this seems to transfer and get spread a lot quicker when we're indoors right now than when we were outdoors during the spring and the summer. So that's going to be a huge concern as well. So. We do see, however, as much as what you're saying, the survival rate seems to be getting better. I saw this morning that, you know, there are only 32% of our ICU beds in the state of Indiana available right now. And that's a critical number when we're about to go into flu season as well,
mm-hmm.
because there's going to be a challenge for resources if we're not careful here.
Yep.
So.
Okay. Rodney, we appreciate your time as always, and feel free to call us anytime, even if it's not scheduled, all right?
Even if you're in Bora. Even if you're in Bora Bora.
even if I'm in Bora Bora or coming back. Right. Hey, gentlemen, have a safe day and take care of yourself.
You too.